This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named James McNall, J-A-M-E-S-M-C-N-A-L-L. Date of birth 04-03-2025. Date of appointment 04. Please rewrite again. The date of birth 08-03-1971. Date of appointment 04-22-2025. Requesting physician Joseph DiMaria, J-O-S-E-P-H-D-I-M-A-R-I-A. Dear Dr. DiMaria, I have the pleasure of seeing James McNall today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 53 years old, left-handed Caucasian man. While he was in New York City, he fell in the bathtub. And he fractured he was taken to the Mount Sinai Hospital in New York, where C4 C5, incomplete spinal cord injury, was diagnosed. He had C4, C6, laminoplasty, and L4, S1 decompression was done before. He was not considered to be rehab candidate, so he came home here, and he lives in Troy, New York. He fell after 2 weeks again in the bathtub. He was taken to the Albany Medical Center. He was seen by neurosurgery over there, and their recommendation was no further plan for intervention. He was discharged to the Fulton County Rehab Center, where he is getting rehab. As per the patient, he is regressing backward. His all problems are started after fall. He can barely walk with walker. Very unstable, hands and legs are weak. He can feed himself. He need help in taking shower. Past medical history, unspecified injury at C4 level of cervical spinal cord, hypothyroidism, depression, anxiety, essential hypertension, GERD, fall. Past surgical history, L4, S1 decompression surgery, C4, C5 incomplete spinal cord injury, status post C4, C6, laminoplasty. Appendectomy, cholecystectomy, gastric bypass. Thyroidectomy. Allergy, no known drug allergy. medications. Zoloft 100 milligram daily, pantoprazol, oxycodone, multivitamin, Merapax 0.25 milligram, 3 times a day, glycol, Miralax, melatonin, levothyroxine, gabapentin 300 milligram, 2 capsule by mouth, morning and at bedtime. Ferrous sulfate, enolase solution, cyanocobalamin, cholecalciferol. Acetaminophen, amlodipine, baclofen, 20 milligram 3 times daily. Socialist is ex-smoker, stopped smoking 1 year ago, drinks socially, is divorced, lives alone. He does not have any children, family is team, mother alive with diabetes, father deceased with insulin dependent diabetes, MIN, cabbage, two brother with coronary artery disease, no sister, review of the system, I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine. Eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he has a history of fall, he has a history of C spine surgery, back surgery, his gait is very unstable, he's numb. Physical examination, blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular and rate, and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound, present, neck supple. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. No aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination. Strength, bilateral hand grip 2 over 5, left upper extremity 3 over 5, right upper extremity 4 over 5, bilateral lower extremity 3.5 over 5, deep tender reflexes, upper extremity 2 over 4, lower extremity 1 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pain prick and sensory system examination revealed no sensation, waist down. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 53-year-old left-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, cervical spinal cord injury at the level of C4. Number two, repeated fall. Number three, peripheral neuropathy. Number four, degenerative disc disease. Number five, unspecified disc disease. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Patient does not have any sensation waist down. He has gait ataxia. He has weakness. Frequent fall is due to gait ataxia and weakness. He has a spinal cord injury. Neurosurgery follow-up as outpatient is recommended. Patient need to follow up here for as needed basis. Continue the physical therapy. He need to use walker all the time. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.